Welcome to this forest therapy experience. In today's meditation, we're going to be engaging all five senses with a toasty fireside meditation. This meditation is a great way to activate each of your senses, practice mindfulness, and connect to your environment. It's best to enjoy this experience sitting outdoors around a roaring campfire, so you can really appreciate the delights of each sense. But if you can't get outside, then an indoor fireplace will still do the trick. So once your coals are crackling and your flames are flickering, let's begin. Find a comfortable spot to sit, placing your hands in your lap with your feet flat on the floor. Keep your back straight and roll your shoulders a couple times to loosen any tension and open up your chest. Take a deep breath in and out before gently closing your eyes and turning your awareness to the natural pace of your breath. Settle your body and mind by slowing down your breath. You can do this by breathing in for 3 counts, holding for 5 counts, and breathing out for 7 counts. If you like, you can follow as I count. Breathing in, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, and breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Continue this way for a few more breath cycles. When you feel that your body and mind have settled down, try to turn your attention from the process of breathing to the sensations accompanying your breath. As you inhale, focus on the smells of the fire before you. What aromas can you identify wafting through the air? Fire itself doesn't have a smell, but the objects burning do. How would you describe the aroma in your air? Is it acrid? Fragrant? Musky? Cloying? Is it strong or weak? Does it evoke any feelings or memories for you? And if you now let your jaw hang slack, and if you breathe in through your mouth, are you still aware of the flamey perfume? With your taste buds now opened up to the fire, can you pick up any flavors mingled with the tendrils of fiery air? If so, how does it taste? Would you describe it as sweet? Or sour? Rich? Or delicate? Earthy? Aromatic? Does it taste like any foods you've ever had before? Once you've fed yourself on the flavor of the flames, feel free to close your mouth and turn your attention now to your ears. Try to set aside any other noises of your environment and just focus on the noises emanating from your fire. Listen for a few moments and see if there are any noises that particularly strike a chord with you. What can you hear? Is the fire's song constant, or do irregular melodies suddenly shout out to you? How far away does the noise sound to you? Is it close or far away? Try and visualize just how far away the fire is from you before opening your eyes. Were you accurate? Another way to judge your distance from the inferno is by the heat. If you do a quick body scan, imagining a laser going from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, where can you most feel the temperature of the fire upon your skin? How strong is the heat of your flames? Do you feel as if you're burning up, with sweat beating on your brow? Or is it a pleasant warmth, like a heated blanket, comfortably cocooning you? Maybe you can barely feel the heat of the fire. Imagine your body is a heat map. How would you color it in to show where the heat lands upon your skin with the greatest force? And now, turn your gaze fully to the center of your fire, the point where the heat washing over your skin is the greatest. We think of fires as having vibrant hues of red, orange, and yellow. But can you see any other colors weaving and dancing among the flames? Allow your eyes to be mesmerized by the leaping flames, the flying sparks, the emanating glow, and all the other visual artistry that creates the image of a burning fire. Note the colors, the intensity, the light radiating from within. Consider the ferocity and the beauty of the flames. Artists have marveled at fire for millennia and often compared the beauty of the flames to the beauty of the human condition. As we reach the end of this meditation, I would like to engage one final sense, and that is your sense of self. As you bask in the glory of your fire for a little while longer, I encourage you to consider this quote from the French general Ferdinand Foch and how it may play true in your life. The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, musing over what sets your soul on fire, and I hope to see you again soon. Thank you.